Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
What is a worldview, and how does it affect your view of the role of government? Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, let's talk about worldview, because everyone has a worldview, although some people think that they don't have a worldview. You do have a worldview, whether you operate within it or not. Consciously, you do have a worldview, and whether you do it consistently or not, you're operating from a worldview. A worldview is a set of understanding, ideas, or even presuppositions through which you view the world, on which you make decisions. The best, I think, contrast between worldviews, and there's many of them, is the theistic and non-theistic worldview. There is a God or there's not a God. And that's a basic fundamental question. Either there's a God or there's not a God. So one worldview posits that there is a God, and one worldview posits that there is not a God. Now, within those different major categories, you have different kinds of iterations. But let's just talk about that, because that's the critical question. Mm-hmm. Does your worldview presuppose the existence of God who is a creator?
Well, that's right. And everybody has a worldview, as you said, and they can't all be right. And no one person's worldview is 100% right, except for one person who walked the earth, and that's Jesus Christ himself. He had the perfect worldview. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And as going toward what you're talking about here, the worldview that says, there is a God versus a worldview that says there isn't a God. Clearly, the worldview that says there is a God is closer to truth because Christ is God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So the worldview, the theistic worldview, is closer to God. Now, that we can get closer and closer and closer to the truth, which is the word of truth, which is scripture, the Bible. So the closer your worldview aligns with scripture, the closer your worldview is to truth.
And then, of course, within there is a God worldview, that there is God as part of your worldview, there's all different kinds of iterations based upon your understanding of God. But let's talk about the two different kinds. There is a God or there isn't a God. Really, the two comparisons in terms of law and policies were illustrated in the American Revolution and the French Revolution, which, interestingly, were taking place about the same time on different continents here. You had North America and Europe. You had the two different revolutions taking place. Now, the French Revolution was based upon the idea that there is no God and that we, man, humanity, is the measure of all things and that there is no God. Well, the American Revolution, as we know from the Declaration of Independence, was based upon the idea that there is a God who is a creator, and as a creator who created us, he endowed us, infused us, created us with certain unalienable rights, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that the role of government is to protect those God-given rights. Now, those are two different worldviews, one with God, one without a God, and they also presuppose a different role of government. In the worldview of the founders, government is to protect these God-given rights. In the worldview of the French Revolution, the rights are given by the government, and they can take away those rights, and they're just a gift. And if you don't like them, you do not have any higher authority to rely upon. And if you ultimately protest, then their worldview, their actual revolution was symbolized by the guillotine. They just cut your head off.
Right. They cut
so there's no dissent.
There is no right because the government grants or takes away rights.
Yeah, because they are the ultimate authority. They're the ultimate right. Whereas in America, the ultimate authority, the ultimate source of rights is not government, but it's God.
Now, let's put those two worldviews up next to each other, represented in the governments and the constitutions of France versus the government and the constitution of the United States of America. I say constitutions of France because under that worldview, the constitution, how many different constitutions have they had? 200?
Multiple, and, yeah.
200 and some odd different constitutions.
In fact, yeah. America is the aberration of all current governments, having not had a revolution or a constitution except the one that we had in our founding. So over 200 years, we've had the same constitution. It's the longest surviving government on earth without a revolution.
And it's also one of, if not the shortest constitutions in existence. And it is the one that has best served the world. And America has been, since its inception, the most prosperous nation on earth, the biggest superpower. And as de Tocqueville said, America is great because America is good. And we are good because our worldview and our constitution were created in the framework of the Judeo-Christian biblical worldview versus the anti-theist worldview of the French Revolution.
Yeah, and under the French Revolution, of course, life is not respected. If you don't have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you have equality, fraternity, and liberty. But you don't have life, and so under the French Revolution, if you disagreed or for whatever reason, your life is expendable. It's not an inherent right. It only is a liberty that comes from a gracious grant of the government. Therefore, there was a bloodshed after the French Revolution, and it didn't work very well. In America, though, we had the idea that the law is king, and that the law has a higher authority. In fact, even Blackstone, and going all the way back before Blackstone into St. Augustine and Aquinas and others throughout history, they said that there were higher laws and that the earthly magistrates had to conform to those higher laws, that if you ultimately created a earthly law that was contrary to a specific law of nature or of nature's God, either natural law or revealed law, then it's no law at all. It's basically kind of like saying we're going to create a law that says there's no gravity, and we know that there is a law of nature that's part of the natural created order that has gravity in it. That means that that law is basically irrelevant. It's not a law at all because it's contrary to God's natural created order.
And that's why the secularist worldview is nonsensical. It is a non-starter because it places man as the measure of all things. It says that there are no absolute truths. It's a worldview that says a person who is clearly a male, a biological male, can be a female because, well, man's the measure of all things, and we can just say it is so and it is so. Well, that's nonsense.
Well, and on a worldview where there is no God, then things such as Nazi Germany and the Holocaust, you can't condemn them because there's no ultimate authority. It's only what that particular community of people believe is right at any one given time. And how can one community of people throughout history judge another community of people when there's no absolute values, when they all just are evolutionary and they can be changed at the whim of the governing body? It's basically a might makes right. Whoever's in power then creates the rules, and you can create rules that you may like and may be humanitarian one day, but the leadership changes and the rules change, and the rules now are tyrannous and they're murderous and they're genocidal. And those don't have any ultimate arbiter of truth. Whereas in a worldview such as in America, where there is God, those worldview principles, those rights, they don't change from government to government. They don't change from election to election. They stay stable.
And we've seen how secular humanist governments operating from that worldview, how those things pan out in Joseph Stalin's Russia, in Mao's China, during the French Revolution, and on in Pol Pot, and on the list goes. This is what happens when you're operating from a humanist worldview versus a theist worldview, versus the theist worldview, the biblical worldview.
Right, and certainly we could spend a lot of time talking about the different kinds of theistic worldviews because they make a big difference in terms of your understanding of God. But generally between the two worldviews, if there is a God or there is not a God, it makes a significant difference. And the easiest comparison historically is the French and the American Revolution. We see that the French Revolution did not work out so good for them, but the American Revolution has birthed the strongest nation on the planet and given us the liberty that we enjoy. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org or lc.org. You can also order some of our resources, including David Barton's Original Intent and more resources at lc.org. Again, the resource webpage, you can go to lc.org, click on the resources there, and there's a number of resources that I think are very good for your historical understanding of America and also worldview. But David Barton's book, Original Intent, is a good book to read along with others that we have there on the website. Worldview is important. Understanding what your worldview is critical. Liberty Council has material and will continue to produce material both online and otherwise as we move forward. You can continue to contact us. That will help you understand worldview, help you understand the role of government, and much more. For more information, call us today at 1-800-671-1776 or go to lc.org. You can support Liberty Counsel by making a secured online credit card contribution directly there on the website, or you can call and get our address or go to the website and get our address and mail in a contribution. You can also ask other ways how you can not only volunteer but contribute to support the Ministry of Liberty Counsel. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.